This is your Wednesday morning newscast presented by Moxie Yoga and 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. I'm Raven Culler. The Larimer County Sheriff's Office is investigating an altercation in which a gun was fired yesterday afternoon. According to Matt Bailey of the Collegiate, the incident occurred on the 400th block of North Timberline Road when a 29-year-old man attempted to assault his adult brother with a shovel. A 54-year-old male resident fired his handgun into the floor in an attempt to stop the assault around 2:53 p.m., according to the Larimer County Sheriff's Office. When the assault proceeded, the 54-year-old man fired his gun at the assailant, hitting him in the buttocks. The 29-year-old was taken to a hospital for non-life-threatening injuries, and the brother was treated on scene for minor injuries. According to Bailey, there is no present threat to public safety. No arrests have been made in relation to the case yet, and the Sheriff's Department is still investigating. Former Associated Students of Colorado State University President Josh Silva has filed an appeal in regards to his impeachment in November. Silva claims that the impeachment proceedings contained violations of the ASCSU impeachment procedures, according to Haley Candelario of the Collegian. The proceedings started in the first session of the ASCSU Senate in August, when Senator Caradwyn Nordstrom presented a petition to impeach on the grounds of violations of the ASCSU Constitution by Silva. That petition did not move forward due to a failure to finalize it within a week of its submission. A second petition was filed, which involved claims that Silva was committing harassment and discrimination against members of ASCSU. This petition did not proceed in the wake of an Office of Equal Opportunity investigation surrounding these claims. The third petition did not include these claims and passed 22-4 in November. Silva claims that legal impeachment procedures were violated in each of these proceedings, namely that senators were not given enough time to read through the petitions. However, Silva feels that he will not receive an impartial trial in front of the ASCSU Supreme Court, citing a letter to the editor submitted to the Collegiate by a judge on the court in response to the Board of Governors' open letter regarding Silva's impeachment. The second annual Women's March will be held in Denver this Saturday. The first Women's March, which focused on gender equality, occurred the day after President Donald Trump's inauguration last year and drew more than 100,000 participants, according to Carson Leip of the Collegian. This march is centered around misrepresented and marginalized voices and aims to encourage people to vote in the midterms this year. The march will begin at 9:30 and will take a mile lap around Civic Center Park in Denver. It will end with a number of speakers presenting on the topic, Hear My Truth. A representative from the March on Colorado, Stacy Stepp, encourages people to participate, saying, quote, "We need the support of people from all walks of life. Men, children, families are absolutely welcome and encouraged to join us." This has been your Wednesday morning newscast brought to you by Moxie Yoga Works, a Fort Collins-owned studio specializing in hot yoga, and Rocky Mountain Student Media. I'm Raven Culler, and you're listening to 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.